Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. At this time on a Thursday, we always connect with PPD. This week it is Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
So, when your friends run you over at the Circle K...
Yeah?
What happened here?
Well, that's exactly what happened. A car pulled up to the Circle K about 4:15 in the morning, and an individual gets out of it. He walks around to the front of the car, and which the car is parked right next to the doors to go into the building. The vehicle then runs him over and crashes into the front doors of the building. Apparently, the person that got hit forgave them very quickly and got back in that same car, and they sped away.
So, it's clearly a property damage. I guess it would also be a fleeing the scene of an accident. Weird story, right?
Yeah, very weird. I've never heard of a victim getting run over and then getting back in the car that hit him and everybody left and they were apparently good with each other. So, we don't know how bad he was injured, if he was injured, but if you've seen the video footage, which was not the best, but it was good enough to see that he took a pretty good hit.
Yeah. I mean, what is the going theory that they were going to rob the place or something? I'm trying to, you know, like, it's such a bizarre incident that I try to come up with, you know, what would be the possible explanation for it?
Other than making the police officer scratch their head, I don't know.
Okay. All right. I mean, me too. You know, I don't have an answer.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been a medical issue with the driver. It could have been that the driver was impaired. It could have been the driver was upset with this individual. But we just don't know at this point.
See, I told you, John, the parking brake don't work. You know, I don't. Yeah. I don't know. We had another really weird story. A story involving two school employees who were found giving shelter to a girl who they say had been abused at home. What? Tell me the story here because I want to hear it from you. This is a really weird one.
Well, that is true. This was at a sporting event in Pensacola where these employees of the district became aware of a 14-year-old female that was possibly being abused at home, and they took her from the scene away from the parents. And they did this, according to them, to protect her. But the problem is they did not contact law enforcement. And, you know, everybody is mandated by law to report child abuse. And in certain career choices, like law enforcement, the medical field, and the education field, they are not only mandated to report it, but they have to work with law enforcement on that situation. And that's not what happened in this case.
And so she went. Do we know, did she go voluntarily with them? Did she stay? How long did she stay with them? I don't really have a good sense of the timeline here.
Well, the officers went to, the initial call was a missing person, a missing child. And once they figured out where she was using her cell phone, they went to the apartment and asked for permission to go in the apartment and were denied that permission.
Oh.
And ultimately, they decided that the child may be in danger, so they went into the apartment and found her hiding in a closet.
Okay, so she was, but was she hiding from them or from the police, or we don't know at this point? You're like, go ahead.
We don't know. We don't know at this point, but okay. She wasn't gone or with them very long.
Okay, okay. And I saw the video of them, at least one of them, speaking at the school board meeting, saying that, you know, we're trying to help her. We're trying to protect her. We thought she was at risk at home. But if all of that's true, and it may well be, you always have to involve the authorities. You can't just take a minor into your custody. And then, especially if you're an employed education professional, right?
Yeah. And we don't have any doubt that they were trying to help her, but mm-hmm. That's why there was no kidnapping charge. But you've got to do it the right way. And as soon as they took her, they should have contacted law enforcement. That's the only issue at this point. But, you know, we can understand both sides of this case, and we'll just see where it goes from here.
What is the charge at this point?
Right now, I think the only charge that is staying is obstruction of law enforcement.
Okay. Okay, which is, I mean, a significant charge, but still much lower on the scale of things than, you know, endangerment or kidnapping or anything like that. Okay. We always like to end with a did you know or, you know, is it true or cop myth. Do you have one for me this week, Mike?
Yeah, you know, before we've talked about police cars and how they're different from the cars that people drive every day. We've talked about the more powerful engines and upgraded drivetrain components, the aftermarket or uplifted modifications, and the heavy-duty suspension components. Here we're going to examine the overlooked part of the modern patrol vehicle, and it's its tires. Maybe you've never thought about the tires police use, but you might be surprised to learn that you can purchase the exact same tires that most police agencies across the country use. Police use tires. They have to keep up with the improvement and performance of the vehicles that they go on. No, they're not bulletproof, but they are more fuel efficient. They're made for comfortable cruising and quiet patrolling. And these tires can also handle the strain and bumps of high speed pursuit. In fact, most pursuit rated tires carry the speed rating of W. And if you're a tire person, yeah, you know that that means that they're approved for speeds up to 168 miles an hour. So okay, that is something that police cars have that anybody can buy for their vehicles.
Interesting. Yeah, I know that sort of the top end, or what I think of as the top end, is Z-rated tires. So W is way up on the list. Most tires on cars are like S or T, aren't they? So that's, W is pretty good.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. No, I wouldn't have ever thought about that. I just, and now that you've talked about it, it makes me think of the sort of old-looking cop cars with the old looking tires, and you know, I just think of that as the sort of sloshy suspension, sloshy tires, and I know that's not what they are today, but that's what it made me think about. So very interesting. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you for the time and informing us and keeping us safe. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.